Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast, Women Who Stutter Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com and is also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I have the opportunity and pleasure of talking with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I would like to say hello to Debbie. Hey, Debbie, how's it going?
Hi, Pamela. It's going really well, thank you.
I'm so excited that you're going to be a guest with us today. I'm looking forward to learning more about you.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
So to get us started, could you introduce yourself to us? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep yourself busy.
Debbie Wazaki. I'm from London and I'm a nursery nurse.
Oh, okay. And what does nursery nurse mean exactly? What type of work is it that you do?
I work with young children, helping them to basically caring for them through the day, like a daycare.
Okay, how did you get involved in that type of work?
I've always been a caring person, looking after cousins and things, so I just really extended that into my line of work.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. How long have you been doing it?
I've been a nursery nurse for around 5 years now, 4 or 5 years.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to do?
My aim is to go into social work in the very near future.
I started off my career in social work. That's what I studied when I was in college. I got my undergraduate degree in social work, and that led to a career for me working with young people, not as young as you're working with in the nursery, but I've worked with high school age and young adults for the past 25 years, and I've really enjoyed it. I've done counseling, I've done career counseling, and right now I find myself doing something that really doesn't have to do a lot with social work, but I work as a recruiter for young people making decisions about what school they're going to be going to. So social work has opened up a lot of doors for me. And I've had a wonderful career working with people, because that's really what I like to do. I'm a people person. Sounds like you are too.
Yes, I think I am. It's just I haven't had the opportunity yet to come out and be a real people's person, but soon, definitely soon.
How has your stuttering affected your life at this point?
Up to now, my stammer has been a very large aspect of my life, because it's affected nearly everything, really, because I haven't been able to communicate. So it just made me a quiet person, a quiet and shy, nervous person. So I never socialized or had the courage to speak out of what I needed. So things that I needed was put aside because I couldn't speak, really. Ask for it, yeah.
How long have you stammered?
I've been stammering since I was 3 or 4, so since I could talk.
Did you get any therapy when you were a kid?
I think when I was young, I attended one or two sessions, but apart from that, not that I can remember.
Have you had any as an adult? Because you sound like you're communicating extremely well today. You sound like you're saying whatever you want to say.
Definitely. When I was around 18 or 19, maybe, or even 20, I went to a about one session, but I didn't really enjoy it. I didn't really like it, so I stopped that. And this year, I started the Maguire program in July, and since then, my speech has been improving, so.
For those listening that may not know what the Maguire program is, can you tell us a little bit about it?
The Maguire program basically gives you techniques to control your stammer. It also works on your mindset that stammering may have hindered, may have, sorry, that stammering may have created, such as negativity and shyness and nervousness. So it works on the whole you. So not only your speech, but also your mental thinking. And the support is amazing. I love it.
When you say that the support is amazing, do you mean that you get support after you've completed the program?
Yes, because the program is a lifetime thing, so you're always a member. Once you've joined, you're always a member of the Maguire program. You get support, you go on courses, and you get support throughout your life. So, because you're a member of the Maguire program for life, you have support for life.
And what kind of support is that?
So support, you get a phone list where you can call any coach at any time. So you can call them on the phone, you can speak to them on Skype, you can. And again, you meet these different coaches on courses as well. So, and of course, other graduates, you get their phone numbers and you meet them at support groups that are all over the country. There's always courses, loads of courses all over the country. So it's really good.
So you said that you took your first course in July. Have you had a lot of follow-ups since then?
Yes. I speak to coaches nearly every day. I have my own primary coaches as well as other coaches. So I can always call someone up. There's Facebook groups, support group I go to nearly every week. And yes, I mean, with people from support groups or courses, we can meet up and do social events. And it's just like a family, another family, my second family.
It seems like you're just really happy. I can hear it in the tone of your voice, and of course we're Skyping, so we're actually looking at each other, and your big smile when you talk about it is so evident of a life change, it seems like. It seems like this has been life-changing for you. Am I correct? Am I picking that up correctly?
Yes, definitely. I've n always been too shy to socialize. So I've never had, to be honest, I've never had friends or much. So to be able to just scroll through my phone and call a coach or graduate, it's just amazing. Just amazing.
And what are those calls like? Are they just like a mini little like pep talk, or is it just to give you practice speaking, or a combination of both?
I would say a combination of both because we will start talking and we could be talking about just life in general, and while we're talking, we're being not assessed, but by talking, we're sorry.
Okay.
We pick up on each other's speech, and we always remind each other to be disciplined in speech.
Okay. All right. So it's kind of like you're coaching each other.
It could, something like that, something like that. Not always coaching, but we do help each other out. Yes. Yes, we always
Wow.
remind.
That's a great support to have. You're right. To be able to just pick up the phone and talk to somebody every day about your speech does sound like a wonderful benefit of the program, because it's not just like you take this program and then you're on your own afterwards, which could be difficult if you were having problems transferring what you learned over into your own life. So that sounds wonderful. And also the fact that you said that you've now made friends, where before the program you were having difficulty making friends. It just really sounds like it's positively impacted your social life as well. Yeah, it sounds like you're a different person.
Definitely, I feel like it. I just feel much happier and more confident. Like I can do it now. I can do what I want to, and I have that support behind me. So it's really good.
Do your friends and family notice a difference in you since you've become involved with the McGuire program?
Yes, I think they have. I have friends now that actually call me more because I have joined the program and they can see I'm more confident and talkative. So, yes, definitely.
So I also heard through our involvement on Facebook, that's where we met through social media and on Facebook, I heard that you had the opportunity to go on a TV program there where you live. Can you tell us about that, what the name of it was and how that happened, that you got chosen to go on TV? That sounds so exciting.
Very exciting. The d documentary was called Stammer School, and it was actually m me that applied through. Okay, basically, I read a story, a book, sorry, not a story, a book by Catherine Preston called Out With It: How Stammering Helps Me Find My Voice. Through that, I re researched the McGuire program, and I just heard about the documentary for the McGuire program, and I just applied, and yeah, from there, everything just unfolded.
So when you applied, did you know that you were going to be on TV?
When I applied, honestly, I thought, okay, there's no way I'll be chosen. There must be plenty of people applying. But yeah, I was, and I was really happy.
So that must have been so exciting. I mean, you actually had to tape this program that would later go on live TV. Is that how it worked?
Yes, they recorded it and they did their editing and it got aired. And that's one thing I had second thoughts about when I first applied, that I've always been a private, shy girl, and just opening up and letting literally everyone see the real me was a bit hard. But I got a lot of encouragement from my family and friends, so.
What is the real Debbie when you say that you were that you're private and you're shy and you were a little worried about having them get let into the real you? What is the real Debbie?
I say I'm a very animated person, so I'm really out there. But having this stammer, I've always been quiet and reserved. But I actually think I'm a really outgoing, bubbly person. So I just think, because of the my lack of confidence, it just gets hidden. So now that I'm more confident, now I'm more confident, maybe I will be able to show more of the real me.
What was one of the most exciting things about being on the TV program, the documentary?
One of the most exciting things must have been going on the Maguire program. That's the highlight, because that's where everything changed. I met so many people, and being on TV actually caused me to feel a bit, yeah, I can do this. Yeah, I'm special. It made me feel a bit special, so that was good. So I had more confidence in saying, "Hi, my name's Debbie." Yeah, da da da.
Did you have a lot of feedback and comments from people who saw the program after it aired? I mean, did a lot of people come up to you and say, "Hey, I saw you on the show, and wow, it was so great."
Yes, I had a lot of people recognize me on the streets, and it just felt really amazing. And I even had young people, so school children, coming to me and saying, "You are really good." And I just felt so happy that I could sort of inspire others. It's just amazing. Yeah, it just felt really special, really special.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really important that there were women that were chosen to be highlighted in that program, Stammer School, because as I'm sure you're aware, women who stutter or stammer, we're in the minority of the stuttering community. 4 out of 5 people that stutter are men, and there's only 1 in 5 women who stammer. So I think that you probably provided a lot of inspiration for other women out there that were watching it, who also felt like, if she can do it, I can do it too. And I just think that that's just amazing that there was two of you women that were really focused on it. Was you and another woman named Victoria, right?
Yes.
That probably went a long way in helping other women out there feel less alone. And of course, because this program that we're doing today, Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, it's just really important that women get out there and use their voice and tell their story. And I'm glad you had that opportunity.
Me too, definitely. Mm-hmm. Me too.
How do you think you've changed since all of this? Because it's happened in such a relatively short period of time. What's the biggest thing besides confidence? What's the biggest thing that's changed about you since July?
Biggest thing that's changed. I'll say having a more positive outlook. Because just about 5 or 6 months ago, my future looked really dark. It just looked really blank. But now I can actually say, "Oh, I want to do this and I want to do this." I won't fret about how my speech might come about, because now I can control it. So yeah, just having a positive mindset, and again, being more social. Mm-hmm. I can say what I want to say. I won't have to compromise with people, because I can't say what I want to say. I can have what I want. So yeah, my speech.
I saw in the program in Stammer School that one of the things that you hadn't wanted to do was throw a birthday party for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. What was that about? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. For my 24th birthday, I arranged a birthday dinner with just a few close friends. Literally a day before my birthday. Don't know, I can't remember what I was doing. I think I was on the train, but I thought, I can't do this. I can't host. I can't introduce people or make conversation. So I just sent out a mass text and said, I can't make it. I'm sick, or just I made up an excuse. Everyone was calling me back saying, why not? Why not? Why not? And yeah, but. And yeah, the following year I threw one and it was actually pretty good. It was actually pretty fun. So that was a big step.
What was the difference?
The difference was that I wasn't scared to talk. I wasn't scared to use my voice to answer people or introduce people. So definitely that helped.
Debbie, what if a young person came to you looking for advice, a teenage girl who stammers and whose stammer was getting in the way of her happiness and her doing the things that teenage girls do? And she came to you because she knew that you were famous, that you'd been on that show. What advice would you give a teenage girl who stammers?
I think I would, what I'm focusing on now is a quote that I've heard a lot, which says, feel the fear and do it anyway. I would definitely say, feel the fear and do it anyway, because that's what holds us back the most. I find that now what I do is I push myself out of my comfort zones as much as I can. So at every opportunity, I take on challenges all the time now. So whatever pushes you out of your comfort zone, do that. Do that, because everything else will be easy. Everything else will flow.
Well, I think a teenage girl would appreciate that advice coming from an older woman, not really like you're older, but older to her that has had similar experiences. And I think that you would inspire her. And what we've talked about here on today's show, I think, is definitely going to inspire other people that are listening to it, because you seem to have come full circle. You seem to have you your life has just seemed to have changed dramatically from where you were even a year ago to where you are now. And if people could see you like I see you on Skype with this big smile, you look happy, and it's a testament, I think, to everything that you've experienced over the last year. So, is there anything else you'd like to add or share before we wind down?
I will just share, I'll just say some words of wisdom, just again to feel the fear and do it anyway. Push yourself out of any comfort zones that you may have and dream big, dream very big, because anyone that's listening to this, they can do anything. if I can do it, definitely anyone else can.
I like that. Dream big. Are you dreaming big at this point in your life?
I am dreaming very big. Very, very big. Recently, before, I hardly had any dreams. So maybe I'm compensating for that and dreaming extra big right now.
Well, hopefully the next time that we talk, you'll tell me that you're enrolled in social work courses, and you'll let me know how those are going, and we can check back in on how your dreams are going, because I think once you set a goal that you're going to do something, and everything that you've experienced in your past, I think that your goals are going to happen, and they're going to take shape, and they're going to fly, and you're going to continue to reap the benefits of everything that you've done.
Thank you. And I will definitely let you know how the social work goes.
Please do. I, like I said, I studied social work 30 years ago, and it's really helped me with my career path, and it's helped me work with the type of people that I've wanted to. So if this is the career that you're interested in going after, you can, and don't let anything get in your way.
Definitely not. Having a stammer has definitely given me that bit more of understanding people and being non-judgmental, and everyone's equal. So
yeah, well, that's a
definitely, that's a benefit.
Yes, it is, and that's a perfect way to wind down. I want to just thank you so much, Debbie, for being a guest on the show today and sharing parts of your story with us. You're definitely an inspiration, and I'm glad that you were a guest today.
Thank you for having me on your show.
And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.
No, no, no. No, no.